One of the paradoxes of the emptiness here is how, though forever the same, it gets more intriguing, more surprising, more wonderful, more precious, the more it is noticed. Here and here alone, familiarity breeds respect, dedication, reverence. This isn't a matter of theory, but of observation, each for himself. But the consistent report is that everything, when taken by itself, sooner or later grows dull and boring, whereas the no-thing it comes from never loses its brightness. Nor is this the end of the story. The surprisingly happy sequel is this. All these emergent things, so tiresome on their own, when seen in the only way they really can be seen, from the station of their origin here, are bathed in the glow of that origin. They have the refreshing taste of their source. They smell of their native land, the country of everlasting clearness. So it happens that, while the science of the object is often hard and disappointing and dreary work, the science of the subject is simple and rewarding and fascinating work, and not so much work at all as enjoyment and rest. From The Science of the First Person by Douglas Harding.